Well, Tyler Moore has another shot at it. Let's see if he can make this one. Did.
And this one's good. 1 point for Tyler Moore. 23-9, a 14-point ball game. 6 minutes left in the half. On the other side, Kingston goes up, gets his own rebound. That'd be number 33, Jack Green. And this one's good on the putback. Brad Hoodie facing pressure from Kingston. He turns it over into the corner. For the long two on the baseline from Kaler. This one is good. He has 4 points. 27-9, 18-point ball game. Dondre Morris pushing tempo, and it goes out of bounds. That'll be the sixth turnover for the Warriors tonight. First of this quarter, though.
Behind the back pass from Morris, and you know, Colt just didn't know what was coming. Kaler bringing the ball up.
Over to the top to De La Costa. Green. Back out to Evan Neff for the three, left wing. This one's short. Long rebound. Finally, still loose, actually, and finally brought down by North Huron. But then Brad Hoodie traveled with it.
Yes, Kaler got his way on that one. He stuck his hand in, got the call favorably. And now it's the Kingston ball underneath the hoop.
And we have another offensive foul. This will go against number 33.
Jack Green.
Jack Green, and that is three against Jack Green, the senior.
And
team's
that is
eighth.
Two offensive fouls
in a row.
Down below.
Andrew Morris inbounds to Zaleski. Kingston retreats. Brad Hoodie in transition, and he is fouled by Aaron Kaler. A push, and this will put Brad Hoodie at the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
Yeah, there's nonstop action. I got to admit, officials are doing a fantastic keeping this game under control.
That's the ninth team foul, third against Jack Green. And now Aaron Kaler just picked up his second there with that foul. Puts Brad Hoodie at the free throw line. First time tonight, he has 6 points. And this one's no good. And that's a 1-1 situation. Rebound tracked down by Kingston. Fourth of the quarter, 10th of the night. Evan Neff, 5 minutes left in the half, dribbling. Back up to Lemke. Lemke calling for traffic here to the right to Caleb Goss. Back up to Lemke. He's taking his time, retreats to midcourt, passes to his left to Carter Geister. Geister to De La Costa, thought about taking the three. Instead, feeds it to Goss inside. This one's in for 2 points. Caleb Goss with his first points of the night, 29-9. 20-point ball game in favor of the Kingston Cardinals. Brad Hoodie hands it off to Zaleski, dribbling in some tight pressure from the gray-jerseyed Kingston Cardinals. Dribbling to his right to Dandre Morris. Morris dives into the lane. The floater is up. This one's no good. Does not have the touch. But there's the putback from Will Case in for 2 points. We have a whistle and a foul against North Huron in transition. Foul goes against North Huron's number 12, Dandre Morris, and that's his...
That's his third.
That's his third, but the clock says two.
The clock says two. Okay.
30-second timeout called by Kingston. We'll take a break. 4:22 left in the second quarter. 29-11. Kingston leading by 18.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, because of that foul for against Andrew Morris, Evan F goes to the free throw line and makes both free throws. Brad Hoodie bringing the ball up and wasting no time for the North Huron Warriors as they trail by 20 points. 31-11, 4:12 remaining in the second quarter. Brad Hoodie against Evan Neff at the right wing. Now back up to the top to Weiss. Hands it back to Brad Hoodie. Thought about taking the three, but hesitates. Zaleski, left wing, against Lemke. dribbling around the perimeter. Back to Morris. DeAndre Morris dribbles, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and it's a foul against North Huron. Moving screen is going to be the call. It will go against number 32, Joey Zaleski. That's his first, and the team's eighth. Offensive ball control, foul, so no free throws shot on that one. Inbound to Lemke, across midcourt, back to the left side. De La Costa dives inside the lane, can't get the fall though, but the putback from Evan Neff is good. He does it all, may even do windows. 33-11, 22-point advantage for Kingston. Danger Morris leaves his feet over to Brad Hoodie at the left wing, starts his dribble against Neff at the free throw line, cut off there by Caleb Goss. Long two from the right elbows, no good from Will Case. Danger Morris gets the put back. This one's no good, and we have a whistle on the secondary rebound. It looks like it will be Kingston ball. Seems like no one knows.
We have a foul.
So it's 1-1 situation. This foul goes against...
should be Will Case.
Will Case. Have not seen it on the board. There it is.
And that's where the foul is. Instead of Dander Morris, it's Case that has.
Even though I do believe that is incorrect.
Yeah, they awarded the wrong one.
Regardless, though, we walked the length of the court, and that is the 10th team foul. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, it is. So two shots coming for Evan Neff. Having a heck of a second quarter here. He has 9 points currently. 16 on the night, and now 17. 5 for 7 for the free throw line on the night and all in this quarter. 3:27 left in the second. 34-11. Second free throw from Neff. Rims in and out, no good. And Caleb Goss on the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. North Huron ball.
What is it about that second free throw?
I don't know. He's only made one of his second free throws tonight. He's 1 of 4 on those. Danger Morris against De La Costa. Down to Brad Hoodie, right wing. Being guarded by Hoodie, by Lemke from a distance. Gets a screen from Koth. Doesn't use it, though. 3:08 remains in the first half, 34-11. Brad Hoodie dives down the right side of the lane. Puts it off the glass. This one's too strong. Rebound, De La Costa, and Kingston's in transition. De La Costa finds himself underneath the rim, but he is fouled as he went up for the reverse Mikan. Foul go against number 12 for North Huron. That will be DeAndre Morris. There's his third.
Yeah, that's the third.
And double bonus, regardless. Marco signs De La Costa at the free throw line, shooting 2. He has 3 points. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Misses first, made his second. His free throw is up. This one is smooth as silk.
Ooh, nothing but net.
4 points for him. Substitution for North Huron. Number 35, Tyler Moore checks in. 35-11. 24-point lead for the Kingston Cardinals. Second free throw from De La Costa. This one's no good. So 1 of 2 on that trip. Rebound, North Huron. 9th rebound of the night for the Warriors. Red Hoodie being guarded by De La Costa. De La Costa stole it, but he stepped out of bounds. So, North Huron will retain possession. Brad Hoodie will inbound. Substitution coming in for the Kingston Cardinals. Number 2, Trayton Wensloff checks back in. Replaces the Spaniard. Marco signs De La Costa.
You just can't show that ball to Marco. I mean, he's just going to take it away from you.
Who is the player who played for San Antonio Spurs from France? Reminds me of him a lot. Will Case goes in down the baseline. He is fouled from behind, so he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Foul go against, I do believe that was number 35, Caleb Goss. Yes, it was. That's his first. Team's 10th. 2:43 rain in the first half. Free throw from Noah Koth is no good from the sophomore. He is now 2 of 5 from the free throw line.
Boy, both teams could make a living at the foul line.
Not tonight.
Bounce, bounce, swish.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Kingston's Wensloff. Wensloff now the right wing. Back up to Neff. Neff taking his time. Is a screen from Wensloff. Excuse me, that's Luke Fetting. Luke Fetting and Wensloff could be brothers out there. And into the corner.